98.1 KZE. Please welcome to the studio a band you can see this Saturday, the 9th, at the local Insaugerties. It's Overheard. 98.1 KZE Overheard are my guests in the studio today. You can see them this Saturday at the local Insaugerties. Welcome to the studio. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, it's great to see you. It's been a while. You did come and play live in the studio before, right?
We did back in, I want to say, October of 2024, right before we released our last record. I know.
Oh my God.
Time flies.
That's insane. But it's a wonderful record. And, you know, I've been playing some songs off of it ever since then. And in my head, it was like last year, like late last year, maybe.
You and me both.
Yeah. How's it been going since then?
Good, busy, really busy. You know, we're all involved in a lot of different projects. And so we definitely took a little bit of a step back after that crazy year. We put so much of ourselves into releasing that record. And we've been dipping our toes into a lot of different things. And this year is sort of the year where we've been, I think, starting to put the pieces back together again. We've got a lot of new music under our belts. We're going to hunker down and record some of it and nice. Hopefully have something new to put out into the world sooner than later.
Nice.
Without making any promises.
Yeah. Well, so is the local show this Saturday, is this kind of the launch of the Overheard Spring, or how are you looking at this?
Yeah, this is the launch of Overheard after taking a bit of a hiatus. I guess the last show we played was October of last year. We played at O Positive Festival, which was such a wonderful experience. And yeah, it's really nice. I think wintertime's a really good time to like hunker down and KT over here calls it woodshedding season because
yeah.
It's just, there's nothing better to do than stay at home and practice your instrument and stuff. And so we did a good amount of that and it's time to come out of hibernation. So
Yeah. Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
The world, re-emerging into the light.
Exactly. And we're really excited to be doing it at the locals, a really special venue. KT has done sound there a bunch, and the people who run the venue are really lovely people, and it's going to be a really beautiful show.
Yeah, it's a really lovely space, too, isn't it?
It is. It's an old Reformed Dutch chapel,
yeah.
So big, tall, lofty ceilings, stained glass windows. Yeah, really,
yeah.
Really cool acoustics.
Yeah. You guys are a band that lends itself well to really nice acoustics.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And that space is going to be amplified also by BA, who is
yes.
doing projections.
Oh, cool.
In there for the
show. Yeah, B.A. Mialy is a really great projection artist.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Would you care to play us another one?
Sure.
We'd love to. This is one of the newer ones, so. Your wounds, and it feels like an old
can see through your eyes, and you suffer as you circle.
KZE, that's Overheard in the studio with me. Once again, you can see them at the local this Saturday in Saugerties. And yeah, that was a new one. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I believe there's a percussion element at your full live show, right?
Yes, we typically have a full drum kit.
Yes.
And also another full-time band member on the guitar. I don't know if you noticed the nice little whistle solo we had
in
the
middle
there.
I was going to comment.
usually that's played on electric guitar by our bandmate Will, who couldn't be here with us today. So, yeah, I don't know.
I fully was just like, that's a cool whistle solo.
Thanks. It was a joke at practice yesterday, and then we were like, well, you should just do that.
You thought it was a joke, and we were like, you have to do that now.
It actually kind of fits the song.
Thanks.
And, like, yeah. It was a good, you have a good whistle, too. I find it hard, like, I can whistle, but, like, sometimes, like, if I'm smiling at all or, like, something is funny to me, I cannot get a whistle out of my head.
Yeah, maintaining it, like, consistently strong and, like, having a good tone is really tricky.
Yeah, so I think you should just do it at the show, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there we go. You can sing and drum at the same time, so I'm sure you can whistle and drum at the same time, too.
Yeah. I love your songwriting. That one, you know, it's the first time I've heard it, so I felt more of the vibe than I listened to the lyrics.
Sure.
What is your approach to songwriting as a band? Do you all work together, or does one person bring the song? Or
yeah, I mean, we've played around with a few different sort of approaches. I think like initially it was a lot of like I would write songs and bring it to the band, and then they would like help arrange it and flesh it out. And then Will started bringing songs to the band, and we've done some collaborative songwriting since then. And so it's sort of like a little bit of a grab bag. That one in particular I wrote, and I was intending for it to be like something that I kept to myself, and then I showed it to my bandmates and they're like, that's great, when can we turn it into an Overheard song?
Yeah.
Or you might have just been playing it and then we all just started playing on it.
Yeah, that happens sometimes too.
Like, we'll all have a lull in a practice and then just someone starts playing something that they're working on or whatever, and we particularly do that with your songs. But yeah, Aaron and Will are our John and Paul.
Right. Yeah. No, a lot of magic can come from just like noodling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Practice noodles.
Yeah, I love noodling.
Yeah.
Love noodling with pals.
Yeah. Overheard, once again, are my guests in the studio. And remind me, are you guys on socials? Where can we follow your band?
Haha. Yes. Well, so we do have an Instagram account, overheard.music. We all individually in our own lives have been really taking a step back from social media. It's a difficult space to be these days.
It's
for
a cesspool.
Whole number of reasons.
Yes. You can just say it.
It really is. And we're all feeling a little bit better off for not being there so much, but there's a hard catch 22, right? That, you know, if you want to be a member of your community and you want to participate and not miss out on things, it's still unfortunately a really central tool that a lot of people use. So this is my call to action, all of you creatives out there. Let's all like move away from it. Like,
I would love that.
Maybe more radio stations.
More radio stuff.
Well, literally, because you know, I assume we're all roughly of an age, right? Like, are you guys also mid-30s ish?
Yeah,
like, we grew up before the internet, and we all still manage to get together and do stuff and have shows and promote them. And like, you know, there are methods. We don't have to do this. We're choosing to do this.
We're big fans of printing flyers and hanging them around town,
which is still one of the best ways to get the word out about a thing.
Amen.
Yeah.
We do have an email newsletter, which you can sign up for. I think
through our Instagram.
Yeah, right now. So the link is through our Instagram bio, but we'll find an easier way to do that.
Yeah. No, I do. I love. I love the idea of just as a creative community, just all deciding to just not play the game anymore.
Right? And like we have the power to do that. Yeah. And we should, really. We shouldn't be giving so much of ourselves to these platforms that are run by billionaires who want to steal our likeness and feed it to the AI machine.
Mm-hmm. For long enough, I've been in this band for only like 3 years, but like most of the success we've had with like bringing people to our shows is really just like word of mouth and telling our friends.
Yeah.
And, like that continues to be the most important part of bringing people to your,
yeah,
to your shows.
You're seeing the most growth from just organically,
yeah,
earning fans.
And that's what's also great about working with venues like the local, because they work really hard to like form a, you know, community of like just people who know that if they go to shows there or just buy the ticket, that it's going to be worth their time.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah,
going to be a great experience. So we're lucky to be around venues and radio stations and like community staples that are already doing so much of that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the Hudson Valley is a good place for kind of this sort of movement to take root.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely. And to that point, this might be a little bit of a shoehorn, but I did want to slide in a mention that we're so, so, so excited to be sharing the stage on Saturday with Liam Singer,
yes,
who, if anybody listening doesn't know, Liam runs a venue, bar, restaurant up in Catskill called the Avalon Lounge. And that is another like much beloved space to all of us. We've performed there many times and we've gone to see countless shows of great acts from all over the world and also like our own friends. What a cool community hub it is.
Yeah.
But Liam is also a really brilliant musician in his own right. And he doesn't really perform very often these days anymore. When we actually originally reached out to him, he was like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I can do that. And then he was like, you know what? I'll do it. We're really glad that he's joining us. So yeah, that's had to plug Liam.
Rare opportunity. Yeah, that's awesome. Overheard, again, that's this Saturday at the local in Saugerties. Do you guys have time for one more song?
Yeah, we got one more for you.
Let's do it.
This one's called Return. One, two, three, four, one, two. Never mind who I've been, who I will be, who I am. They are gone, they will be. So the world is full of me. We'll never see where the borders of our bodies begin as a wave becomes a sea. We will all return eventually. You've been what you will be in the end. We are all becoming. We're a process, not a thing. And it's all the time, it seems. But what happens when our bodies remain as a wave becomes? Thank you.
98.1 KZE. That's Overheard. You can see them this Saturday at the local in Saugerties, and you could follow them on social media, or you could just go to the show and make a friend and just, you know, just do things the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, yeah. No judgment, but we prefer the latter.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in, and I can't wait to hear the new recordings.
Oh, thanks so much. Thanks for having us. It's always a pleasure.
Likewise. We've got your community bulletin board now and music from Natalia Lafourcade up next on KZE.